So it has been, what, a little over a week?
It's funny. I just got a text from Mindy Becerra.
What?
I never get texts from Mindy Becerra.
And it says, whatever happened with the house search? Well, tune in to 98 Rock right now, Mindy, because we're about to talk about it. About to talk about the house
search. Text from Mindy? Mike,
yeah,
do you have
shout
his
out.
Number?
Look, there she is. And a little photo comes up of her.
What?
What's up, Mindy?
I mean, how the did he get a number?
I got Jason Newton's number. Hi, Justin.
You connected, baby.
How's the baby?
Got that clout.
How's the nonverbal baby?
Yeah, here we are. I text Mike early this morning. I was like, hey, might be a little late. Still having trouble getting out of the house in the morning.
Figuring out your routine?
It's just, it's a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
It's that. It's... I'm feeling a little overwhelmed at this point.
Ooh.
I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm feeling anxious. I feel anxiety. I feel...
You're not having buyer's remorse, are you?
I'm having a hard time concentrating.
Yeah.
I just look around. I see everything we need.
I gotta fix that. That's gotta be replaced. That's gotta be painted. That's gotta be repaired.
Check. Yes.
She doesn't like that type of fixture.
Yes.
I gotta get the fixtures replaced. I gotta get the piping replaced. I gotta get the knobs replaced.
Yes.
Oh, God. When's payday? When's
all
payday?
That. All of that.
How quickly do I get our tax returns back? Okay. How do we need to go out tonight? I can brown bag it. I can make my own gasoline.
Oh, all of that.
I can grow our own food. We can grow our own food. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah!
Oh, boy! So,
look, I love the neighborhood. We went for a walk. The neighborhood's amazing. The house is good. It's got good bones. But it's just like when you get in there and you start to really look around, you go...
Bones are fun.
Wow, all of the... Something as simple as like the window shades. They're all old.
I don't like these shades. I got these shades replaced.
And they work fine, but they need to be upgraded.
Like, I know a guy if you need one.
Oh, do you?
For who? What, for shades or something?
Yeah, but he's slow. Because he's in his 70s. He might be in his 80s.
Oh, physically. Like physically.
But he's good. He'll get the job done.
I mean, but then there's those places like a Next Day Blinds. But you look around, right? Like, okay, so the front. There's one window there. There's two. There's three. There's four. There's five. There's six. There's seven. Eight, nine.
It's,
you look around and you go, all of these windows have the same exact old, crappy.
Plastic slat. Is that what you have? You have the plastic slats?
No, it's almost like a Roman shade. It's like this cloth that goes down, and then you reel it up, and it goes back up. And it's like, you look around, and you go, there are 16 effing windows in this house that need new blinds.
Why, God, are you even up there? What God would put these blinds in my life?
And you go, okay, that light above the dining room table, that is just... gold or brass, and it's hideous. And then look at that one over there. Yep, that's the same thing. That needs to be replaced. All these outlets are old. All these light switches are old. I have an effing list on my phone
and
that
I met,
just gets longer by the second.
The people that owned your place
Mike,
were very
don't
sweet.
Don't ever buy, Mike.
Don't ever buy. I'll smack your dumb whore hand if you ever try and sign a mortgage paper.
I mean, they might look a little dated, but you don't have to.
You know what?
I know I don't have to. I know.
I know what Scott's head is.
You're right. Like, and listen, I've talked to people. They're like, look, you're in the house. You can just live. Like, you don't have to do it like all, and it doesn't even really have to be done. It's like you want. It's a want against a have.
Yes.
But it's like you look and you know, like, eventually it's got, and you just start to have heart palpitations.
Josh has been very content with a dishwasher from 1938.
Yeah, I just use paper plates.
I mean, at this point, he's got a dishwasher that's got a fine oak finish.
I just use paper plates.
You don't even want to look at the inside of that thing. It's there are some brown spots.
Ugh.
And
Josh
then
does his laundry in the dishwasher.
They did this thing, right? If you go up the stairs, there's a spare bedroom here, there's Stella's room, there's the master bedroom, and then there's a bathroom. And the bathroom is just like it's not a master bath, it's just right on the hallway, right? It's like a bathroom. But what they did was they cut a hole in the wall that leads to the master bedroom, so now it's like adjoined to the bedroom.
And don't you have blinds
and
on
they
one?
Put blinds in the doorway.
I didn't want to say anything when I saw that, but I was like, that's weird.
You saw it?
That's super weird. Why did they need to do that? Like, you need to have that privacy area walled off. Because now you have to shut a door. You have to shut a door if you want to take it. And then you have to pull the blinds
down in a doorway that leads to the nest.
But even with them down, like, I'm not deucing in there with a woman on the other side of
the because
blinds.
The blinds aren't going to keep the turd fog from rolling in.
Yeah, so I need to put I'm thinking about one of those, like, sliding barn doors on there.
Oh, no.
And then in the back... we went to go look at the house when it was warm out and like, oh, there's a beautiful tree and there's a deck and there's a patio and it's beautiful. Now that it's the fall time and now that it's September, apparently this is a beech nut tree. And apparently a beech nut tree drops 200 effing thousand beech nuts all over my yard.
What is a beech nut?
My God. And they go all in the gutter. So I got gutter cover. So I was on the roof the other day and I went out on the roof. Over like we have like a little sunroom and it's a lower roof. It's only like 7 feet high.
Let me show you, Josh.
So I cleared off the gutters and I fixed all the gutter guards. Those and I got them all nice lined up. I got all the gutter guards and then I went up on like the second section of the roof and they had a section of gutter guard missing, so I replaced that. And then I climbed up on the roof.
Oh no!
And I was on the lower roof. And I was like, man, let me just see if I could peek into the gutter on the roof that's way up.
Oh, dear.
And that gutter is just jam-packed full of stuff.
Oh, no.
Leaves and beech nuts and branches. And I'm like, I wonder if I can get up on that roof. And I chickened out because I said, the last thing I need is a week into being into this new house is falling off my effing roof and dying.
Oh!
And here little Scotty moves to the suburb a week in. He takes a header off the roof. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I got to find somebody. I'm going to pay somebody. I'm not going up on that roof.
No,
I'm not cleaning out the gutters.
Stephen Hawkins your ass
I'm not
in
putting
here.
The gutter guards on that roof. Somebody else can do it. Sorry. Say what you want about me, texters. F you. I'm not doing it because I know my limitations.
I tried to climb upon the roof. I tried to climb upon the roof.
Well, and then you could always fall through the roof, too, if there's a weak spot.
Well, no, that's not going to happen.
The roof actually looks pretty good.
Because I've done it.
Whoa, did you fall through? Whoa, what?
Yeah, dude, I'm not.
Did you fall through the roof?
I don't want to fall through it. I don't want to fall off it. I went up on the lower roof, and that was enough for me. I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm good.
One day we'll get my brother on the phone, aspiring hip-hop artist Pat, Master P. But we used to have a way to sneak into the house if the front and back door was locked. There was a utility shed attached to the house.
Right,
If you hopped up, you walk through the attic across the trusses. I think that's what they're called, the trusses. Uh-huh. And I guess Pat thought that you could walk on the insulation.
Oh, no, that's where the sheetrock is.
That's all it is. It's just sheetrock. And he puts his huge hoof clean through, and he catches himself. And my dad is, like, in the living room, and he just hears the sound of just, like, what the hell's that? A foot hanging through the ceiling, and to this day there is still a gigantic hole in there. The beech nuts are a situation. At Scott98Rock on Instagram, I'm looking at the beech nuts. Top quality brand of chewing tobacco, quality brand yard plant.
And the yard's nice, but it needs work. Like,
that's a lot of beech nuts,
and a lot of the bushes are like overgrown, and I want to rip half of them out. It's like,
and I saw somebody commented on your post about this, about the leaves, which I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. When the leaves start to come down, that's going to be a sitch.
Yeah, you got to do all the leaves and stuff. I mean, in the city, I had a tree in front of my house and a tree on the around the corner, and I took care of both those trees. So I'm not, you know, I know how to, I got a blower and a leaf sucker and all that stuff.
I have both also, but nothing to do with my lawn.
It's just, I just don't know, like, where, I don't know.
What's priority right now? Priority one. First thing you got to do, do you get the beech nuts taken care of? Do you get the fixtures taken care of?
No, I don't have anything. I don't have any stuff to put in the house.
You have no money?
We have no furniture.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's all in storage.
Well, no, it's not in storage. We don't have it. We have more rooms now. I lived in a row home. It was like two rooms.
That's right.
And you got small, skinny, like rooms. Like, I don't have it. You walk into my house, it's just nothing.
Nature in the suburbs abhor a vacuum. So you're going to have to fill it with some sort of crap. Beach bag. Dude, beanbag chairs, baby. Beanbag chairs. Make a bro room. Yeah.
I got a huge desk I need to get rid of.
I have also a huge desk.
Do you really?
Yeah. What if we just filled his house with desks? Like a classroom for the...
I got it. It's just like...
Scott Reardon Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good.
I'm overwhelmed.
And to your point... To the point about the fixtures, your people that sold you the place are great. But they're from the same generation of people that sold me my place. Gold, shiny fixtures.
F you.
From sea
get them out.
To
fucking shining sea.
Do they think that they were pirates? Why is there so much gold in that house?
And listen, I know, and if they're listening, you know, they may be listening.
They're great people. I love you guys.
No, I do. I really do love them. They're great. And they left me a great house. Everything that really needs to be done is, you know, there's no huge structural issues. It's like a lot of cosmetic stuff, and it's just going to be a lot of man hours and this and that. But they did a thing where they did everything monochromatic, where they would paint the wall gray, and then they painted the trim around the door gray, and then they painted the door gray.
No
and,
accents.
Well, no, I like, you know, so I like most houses, the molding around the door will be, the trim will be white, the door will be white. Everything is just gray.
It's gray.
Light switches, the plate over the light switch, the outlets, like, just painted everything.
I guess they just put a fresh coat of paint on the thing.
On everything.
They did that.
No, it's not fresh. It's not fresh. It's not fresh.
It's not new?
No.
Oh, because my house, when I bought it, I had my stairwell replaced recently because A, it was gross, and B, it was about to collapse underneath all of the children because I guess the old homeowner did it himself, like every other effing thing in that house. And they painted stuff that didn't need to be painted. They painted the stairwell, the railing, the hand railing, and all the flats that you step on all the same color. That, and it was like this gross, weird, I ate too many oysters primer turd color gray. Ugh. Old people love gray.
They call it agreeable gray.
Agreeable. I don't agree with it. And it sucks. But still, I think you got a great spot.
I know. It's just a weekend. And listen, I'm not bitching and moaning. All right, everybody relax.
But everyone's got to deal with the house.
We all go through this. It's like you get in there and you start to poke and prod around and you start to develop a list and a bigger picture and you just start to, I don't want to use the word panic.
No, but he doesn't want to not use the word panic.
You just start to go,
God.
And all in due time, like our old house, we didn't really do a lot. I mean, I didn't fix up a bathroom in the old house until I think we were in there 8 or 9 years.
And you were starting to be like, hey, we might get out of here soon. Let's clean this up. So beginning next week, we're going to do a furniture drive for Scott. Do you have old furniture that Scott can have?
I don't want old furniture.
He wants all your old, disgusting furniture.
I want all
furniture.
New stuff. Posters, I don't know how to do it, though.
Yeah. Did you on a pull-out couch? We want it.
No.
Whatever you got.
I want that back of the truck furniture that pulls up in a dark alley.
Oh,
hey, looking to get yourself a love seat? Follow me down this alleyway here while I harvest your organs.